Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, folks, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo, AB.
Yes, sir.
Joins us today from the dungeon where they kept Ned Stark towards the end of season one of Game of Thrones.
Dude, what are you talking about?
It's dark. It's dark. I can barely see you.
Lights off.
You're in a dark corner.
Dude, lights off right now.
What'd you think of the episode?
It wasn't bad.
I liked it.
It wasn't bad. ABC's pulling out all the stops. I think they're quickly realizing Becca isn't going to be able to carry this on her own. So they're bringing in a bunch of side people. There's like three or four side people that came in and helped this episode.
I disagree.
Okay.
Becca really grew on me this episode, AB. I was shocked to hear it. I did the damn thing a little bit, and I'm in.
Skirt, I'm not saying I don't like Becca. I just don't, like we've said before, I don't know. She's too normal, I think I realized this.
Yes,
She's the most normal. Like, I could see myself going somewhere, if I wasn't married, and seeing Becca, and like actually talking to her. You could imagine yourself being in a scenario where you would have a conversation with Becca.
Absolutely.
The other people that they have usually seem like movie stars or complete douchebags who you would never
see. I'm not going to sidle up to JoJo and be like, what's up, JoJo?
Juan Pablo. I'm not going to see. You're not. Juan Pablo is completely unreachable. Even like the Iowa guy.
Chris Souls. Okay, Souls. All right, AB.
Even the
I'm going to bleep it out. You know I have to bleep it out. I'm not trying to get sued into Bolivian here. All right, AB, let's get into the episode. We agree then that Becca is extraordinarily normal and not in a boring way. She's less boring than I expected and as normal as I expected.
Super nice, sweet girl.
All right, AB, first date card, first day at the mansion. Chris Harrison, sup, fellas? Hey, Chris Harrison, big advice. You've talked for years a big game about how Chris Harrison is like used to be a vital part of the show, like dispensing really important advice, and it seems to get worse and worse every year. If that's the case,
it's cookie he's cutter like, advice room.
It's cookie cutter. This was his advice. If you get some time with Becca, take advantage of it. All right, here's the card, fellas, and then he's out for the week. That's his for the week.
I'm out. I'll meet you at the next location.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. If you get some time with the Bachelorette, be sure to be good about it. I don't know.
Thanks for the advice, Chris.
First date card.
He has been mailing it in for the last like 3 or 4 years. That's
a fact. Absolutely.
I think he actually lives more for The Bachelor in Paradise. I think he does more in those.
You're probably right. I think at this point, Chris's favorite parts of this gig are hanging out with Fred Willard or anyone who fills in for the special commentary sections.
Great call.
All right. First date card. Clay, Nick, Chris R., David, Jean Blanc, Jordan, Connor, Lincoln. Chris R is completely irrelevant so far, but he looks, you know, we talked about, I said he looked like, I forgot the guy's name already. I said he looked like the guy from Inglourious Basterds, the director and actor. He also looks like one of Jennifer Aniston's exes and friends. That's one who I think he really looks like is that
guy. I was trying to think of who he actually looks like, and that's
it.
It's the guy from Friends that... Was it Jennifer Aniston that dated him?
I don't remember. I'm not a huge Friends guy.
He was an annoying guy.
Yes.
On Friends.
That's the
guy. He looks just like him. Someone hit the rose bag with who that guy is, please. Thank you.
I wish we could look it up. So not Eli Roth, but that guy. He looks like 90 guys. I've seen some comparisons, and it's like, that's spot on, but it's really the guy from Friends.
Yeah, that's a great call.
This first group date, I think we should keep track, at least for this episode, of all the references to last season of The Bachelor. We're in episode 2 now, and there was even more than episode 1.
It's an interesting side story of this season is how long they're going to keep dragging Becca through this nonsense of Ari. No other season have I seen it like this.
I have this note later on, but have you ever seen the franchise cannibalize one of their own the way they're doing to Ari? I mean, they're killing this guy.
Ari's not in the family anymore. That's a fact.
No, he's out. Him and Lauren, whoever he ran off
of. Oh, yeah. Let's just put it this way. Their wedding will not be televised on ABC.
No. Well, they won't.
All the other ones usually are.
Well, they got to be in a certain state to do it anyway, if you know what I mean. Age gap joke. The first reference is that, and this is a weak reference, but I'm taking whatever I can get. The first one is that they're getting pampered, just like Becca got pampered on her first date. People forget that. When she got all those dresses and jewels and shit from that old man, they change into these tuxedos, AB, right in front of Becca, which would be a weird situation for me, not only because I'm not, like, shredded out like these guys, but also, like, what if you wore your bad underwear? Like, you have terrible underwear. I know that. What if you wore bad underwear in front of Becca? Really embarrassing.
My loose dad boxers? No. I'm not trying to have you see my boxers. No, thank you.
Disaster.
No, thanks. Hey, inappropriate, in my opinion. Inappropriate. Flip the script. Have this be a guy in there with all the girls changing. No, sir. No, thank you. No, Donald Trump at the pageants. No, thank you.
That's exactly what the scenario was.
You flip the script. That's what it is, folks. I mean, let's call it what it is. This is inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Folks, you know, I used to have this thing where, like, can you believe they're kissing on week 3? But now they're changing in front of each other on day 2.
Yeah. But since they did it, let's talk about the bodies. They're incredible.
The bodies are off
the charts.
I think Lincoln's got something unnatural. Just the chest too wide, too far apart. Whenever you see that, you always get skeptical for talking about. I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm not. This is jealousy talking out of both of us. By the way, that's all that is. But yeah, good stuff. And what's interesting, we see Jordan's full frontal with Jordan B later on in the episode.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even have like a top 10. I don't know where this confidence comes from. He's not a top 10 guy. Like, his body's regular compared to some of these other guys.
You're dealing with NFL stars. You got Lincoln, who has the best body I've ever seen.
Rock.
I mean, there's a lot of good bodies out here.
All right, let's move on. After they get their tuxes on, Becca leads the guys naturally to an obstacle course.
Of course.
Hosted by everyone's favorite couple, Rachel and Brian. See if we can get these two down into the franchise a little more. We get it. You're happy. No one cares. No one is excited for you.
We don't like that you're happy, in fact.
First off, they're getting married. Nobody is happier than these two. We just don't want to see it.
Well, we've already said it. JoJo and Jordan, and then Rachel and Brian, who everyone hated, both the couples. Mm-hmm. Are two of the happiest couples I've ever seen. They have true love, folks.
Undeniable. Second reference to Ari is the portion of the obstacle course named Get Over Your Exes, which I don't know why it was named that, because they crawled under the exes, from what I could tell. And then the third reference, Brian said, let her forget that other guy and make it count this time. Because after you get to the obstacle course, you got to do a proposal.
What was that show that Brian was on that we always used to play the theme music
from?
I'd like that to be on this episode.
I'll find the player music and put it back. Yeah, good call.
Please, this man was on a show called The Player and he's telling these men how to act. No, thank you, Brian Abasalo, Mr. Dr. Abs. No, thank you.
And then he made a shrinkage joke, too. I mean, this guy is not take-home material.
No.
What did you think of, they're in the ice tubs. Lincoln scooted out of there way earlier than everyone else.
I enjoyed this whole obstacle course. It was very fun, and it was tough.
It was tough. Physically demanding. One of the better obstacle courses.
How would you do in that ice bath?
Fine.
You've done ice temperatures.
Sure. I can't remember specifically any ice bath.
My man Clay was just chilling in that ice bath. Chilling.
All the other guys went to their belly button, and Clay was like, I'm actually just going to put my legs in. I don't know why you're dunking yourselves in this ice bath. Just go in a little bit.
Great point. Why did everyone else dunk themselves completely fully immersed in the ice water? And Clay just had his legs in.
Lincoln cheating, though, AB, given what's happened in the NBA Finals recently, you and I, we don't take rightful winners being robbed lightly.
No, we don't put up with that.
There should be some investigation. What's the last 2-minute report from the refs here?
Let's just call out all the things he cheated on. Number one, he got in the ice bath and did not stay in it for the full minute or however long. How long is a minute?
A minute. It wasn't even close.
I got a question for you. If you shake it, because he was shaking it. I didn't think that works.
No.
But does that work? I don't know. We'll count that as cheating, though, if it does work. He was shaking it, and then it wasn't completely gone when he left the ice bath. It was absurd.
There needs to be an investigation.
He then, they told him not to use your hands on the cake. And my man grabbed the ring or whatever they grabbed with his hands.
No integrity, Lincoln.
No integrity at all. He was using his hands the entire time.
And what's the last one? I know you got a third one.
Oh, he pushed the other guy down.
Yeah, he pushed him down. I don't know who he was. One of those white guys with the swoop hair, and he pushed him right out of the way.
One of the white guys with the swoop hair, he pushed him on the ground.
No integrity. Lincoln has zero integrity.
Absolutely not.
But hey, cheat to win. It worked.
Listen, if there's one thing I know about these competitions, and I've seen a lot of them, tons of them, you can cheat, and there are going to be no repercussions, and you're going to win, and no one's going to care about it. Now, this was egregious. The amount of times he did it, and usually it's just like an accidental they're cheating, but Lincoln was clearly crossing the line a little bit.
Not only does Becca sidle up closely to Lincoln when he's disgusting, she also drops a kiss on him, AB, despite all that.
Sneaky kiss in front of everybody.
And in front of everybody. That's a good call. Because that doesn't happen often at this point in the season. And they took a great photo, an adorable photo. And I'll be damned if these two don't look good together, AB.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, Lincoln is, I like his look.
His look is great.
A lot.
Yeah. Undeniable look. When he starts talking and some of the things he does, you lose interest quickly. All right, AB, you got anything else on that or you want to go to the nighttime portion?
No, I want to go to the nighttime.
Speaking of Lincoln, one-on-one time. What did you make of this framed photo gift?
It was cute. I enjoyed it. That's producers giving her, here, give this to Lincoln, and it's going to cause
obviously
some
she didn't go to Kinko's. Yeah.
it's gonna cause some stuff to pop up.
I wouldn't have thought that this would have caused anything to pop off, though. I mean, it's just a natural, they had a photographer there, so that's a natural gift.
It started with what I would consider one of my favorite parts of this show, when everyone gets mad about something that has to happen. Like, someone has to be first, right? Why is everyone... Have you ever watched this show? Someone has to take her first. Why is everyone so mad at Lincoln for going first? He won the day, so I would think he would deserve to go first.
There's no reason to get upset about that.
Everyone's all salty about him taking her away.
It's one thing to get upset that someone interrupts too soon or too frequently or twice or three times in a night, but somebody has to go first and it should be the winner. Gentlemen's
agreement.
Absolutely.
It deserved to be Lincoln and he earned it.
AB, this episode featured some great transitions into kisses. Fantastic. Not awkward. Mm-hmm. Smooth. Had me puckering up with some of the things these guys were saying. And here's the first of many. This date was amazing, but my face was covered up in mud and cake. You deserve better than what I gave you. Oh, how about a clean face kiss? Boom.
You want a clean face kiss?
She did. Hey, listen, say what you want about Becca, AB. The woman is the best kisser I've seen on this show.
Okay.
Male or female. Dives right in, bing, bang, boom. No hesitancy. didn't notice this last season. Probably because Ari was like obscuring her entire both sides of her head with his hands. This crackly old man.
Hey, Becca is an outside shot to be our favorite bachelorette.
Well, we've only seen two seasons.
For you, she's going to be. But for me, I got a couple other ones that are good that I've enjoyed.
No, I don't.
Becca's got a chance to top them.
The bar's kind of low. Rachel would have been it if she didn't pick Brian, period. If she picked Peter, I'd have a Rachel poster on my wall, but...
Yeah, well, right now, mine is Ashley.
Never heard of her. All right.
You married to that cool JP guy that you love?
Oh, yeah, and that guy is so cool. That's all I know about JP is that he's cool.
That's the only thing you know about Ashley is that she's married to cool JP.
I can't even picture her. I cannot picture what Ashley looks like. I remember a lot of details about their wedding, but it's mostly JP smiling. And
she picked
that's
a guy that
it.
Deserved to win, and he was a great guy. I mean, what else do you want from your bachelorette?
The listeners can't see her face. It was so sincere. Like, he's a great guy. What else do you want? All right. Back on track. What do you make of this photo controversy? Is this the dumbest controversy you've ever seen?
Seen something dumber in my entire life. Number one, Lincoln's going over the top with the... He's like kissing the picture, doing all this other stuff. He keeps setting it up to really piss off this one guy. But that guy... Who is it? What's his name?
Connor?
Mm-hmm. Connor's reaction is that of a psychopath. A true psycho. A lunatic. You can't even see the picture.
No, it's that's why the thing, don't you it's just ignore from you.
Why
it's
don't
a
you just
really
ignore
dark.
The proper thing to do is to ignore it and then it'll go away. If no one reacted like that, Lincoln would have just taken the picture and put it, you know, he would have put it by his stuff and they would have never seen it again. But by you like keep grabbing it and talking about the picture, he's gonna keep pushing your buttons.
He goes, Lincoln says, "What am I gonna do? Put it in my pocket?" I mean, there's nowhere else for him to put it, Connor.
He doesn't have to display it. He could go put it down by his stuff or something.
What do you mean his stuff? It's not like this isn't a sleepover. No,
that's true. I bet he could have just put it by the door to grab on the way out. Obviously, Lincoln was pushing his buttons and it worked.
Before we get to the conclusion of that drama, what?
We're not done with this yet?
Well, we'll come back because Lincoln and Becca talk about it, and then Becca and Connor. You know how we do here. We recap every frame of the show.
Listen, glass in the pool is no laughing matter, Rim, and he should have been kicked off the show for that. Like, no one can go swimming for the next week because they have to clear off all the shards of glass in the pool.
The glass didn't break. Maybe they got tricked by the sound effect. Yeah, right. It sounded like Stone Cold showed up. It wasn't that serious.
Listen, I just don't like that. I didn't like the glass in the pool.
Safety first. I've got kids. It's like, relax. Have fun, AB. Let loose. Throw some glass in the pool. Also, you'd have to fucking drain the pool. I mean, it's really outrageous. You can't have glass in the pool. It's like when on Bar Rescue, when they jam the glasses into the ice thing to fill up the ice. It's like, you assholes are going to get ice in the glass. Glass and ice, excuse me. Jean Blanc, one-on-one time. AB, Jean Blanc, contrary to popular belief, not a joke.
No.
What do you got on this interaction?
He's a competitor out here, Rim. He's so... On these nights, when there's some of these dudes who are straight trifling, straight tripping all night long, you got to be that chill, no-drama guy who swoops in right before or right after the drama happens. And Jean Blanc happened to be the guy right before the drama came in all smooth. He's not talking about anything these other dudes are talking about. Like, no, I'm not dealing with that. I'm going to talk about me and you. And it worked like a charm, and then he sealed it with a kiss.
An steadying anchor force with all this chaos going around. She could grab onto him, maybe, you know what I mean?
And feel
safe. Here's the Jean Blanc transition into a kiss, which was the worst of the night, but still very good. You have a beautiful smile, but the only thing nicer than your smile is your lips. Mm-hmm. Boom. Number two, right into it. Great kiss, and more romantic than the one with Lincoln, if I might add, because the one with Lincoln was like two middle schoolers on the dance floor at Nightstorm after like four Red Bulls, just going after it hard. These two were like, this looked like a prelude to Fantasy Suites kiss.
This was sensual.
And he said so.
Yeah.
Lincoln tells Becca he needs a new picture. Connor was so upset about it, AB, and he smashed it and threw it in the pool. Whoop, I broke my microphone doing my impression. Literally, it's broken.
situation. Doing your Lincoln impression.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't even a good one. The first of many great acting jobs that we'll see from Lincoln, I'm sure. AB, you got anything on Lincoln? Do you think Lincoln should have gone to Becca and cried about it like he did?
Tattled. He's a tattletale.
He's a tattletale.
He had to. Absolutely.
No one else was going to say it. She might not have found
out.
Who else
is going to tattle? When you got a shot to really stick the knife in someone, one of your competitors' backs, you take that shot.
Subtle audio editing trick that I just want to warn everybody out there, you included, AB, who's apparently easily fooled.
Oh, I get duped.
They made it. Not only did they make it seem with the visual that Connor and his buddies
could
were
hear
like two arm's lengths away, but they also, when they showed Connor talking to his friends about it, they also played Lincoln's audio with Becca lower. So it seems like they're in the same room. It's not the case. Okay, they're far away, and it wasn't happening at the same time, probably. Don't get tricked.
What I found funny was Connor acting surprised that he was called out for what I would consider, you know, a guy having anger issues. I don't know how else to put it. His reaction was out of line. So, of course, he's going to get brought up, Connor.
Connor is definitely a guy that, like, bullied the new recruit, the new pledges. In his frat.
Sure, yeah.
But long after their first years, and probably continues to this day. Like, he thought, I don't know how, when he was doing what he was doing, making a big deal out of the picture frame, that he thought this was going to give him an edge with Becca or send a message. Like, no one's on your side there, Connor. But Becca talks to Connor about it, AB, and he says, luckily, that truly, that's not him.
Okay.
Do you buy that? Do you buy that?
Becca instantly grabs Connor. She's not putting up with any of this BS this season. Not playing that. No, I don't believe Connor at all.
He seemed very comfortable acting the way he was acting. It was probably not the first time he's...
It seemed like his personality didn't seem like out of the ordinary for Connor.
It's not the first time he's taken the possession of one of his peers and thrown it in a pool.
One of the best lines of the night is when Connor says, I came into tonight only wanting to talk to you. Well, what you did in a situation where you very easily could have just ignored and not dealt with that proves otherwise.
Yep. Connor, very high on the shit list, my personal list so far. Can't think of a bigger villain at the moment because I'm pro Jordan, as we'll discuss later. Jean Blanc gets the group date rose. Listen. Will Jean Blanc make my power rankings? We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned.
When she's got the rose, he's like, throw it on the leather. I don't even care. That was a funny line. Most funny lines of the night.
It's like a $300 jacket.
I don't even
jacket.
Care. Pin this leather. Expensive-ass leather.
Yep. I like Jean Blanc.
I do, too. I didn't think I would. He's got the whole cologne thing, which I don't really fuck with. And then his video wasn't great. Didn't paint him in a great light, but I like him now.
Back at the house. AB, you thought it was over. You thought
Frame
Gate was done. It's not. It's worse than ever. The next day, Lincoln, with a legitimately great acting performance with these tears. I mean, he was welling up. You could see the water shaking in his eyelids. And some of the fellas have his back, AB.
Most of the fellas have his back, I'd say.
I'd say so, too. The fellas I want to be involved with.
Do you think there's any amount of authenticity behind this performance, Rim? Or is it all completely fake?
I mean, you got to put yourself in his shoes. If I got that picture frame, now this is so weird because I just met her like 2 days ago. If I got that, I would be like, oh, hell yeah, I won and this is a cute picture. And maybe if we end up together, this will be like a thing that we can always have. So if Lincoln thinks he's going to marry her, which I don't think he does, that would be an important keepsake.
Sure.
The other guys were like, well, you got the kiss. That's all that matters. I'm like, well, no, you know, maybe if they end up together, they can put this on their mantle.
Pictures, you know, doing those picture things at weddings and stuff, having a nice little keepsake for the night.
Nice to have. Now,
a picture booth.
The tears, 12 hours later, hard to believe. It's a little hard to believe.
Absolutely.
Didn't even get the group date rose, so it's not like, it's not like this guy ruined your relationship with Becca. Not the case. Another part of this, Jordan straight up questions the authenticity of Lincoln's accent and probably where he's from.
Yeah.
You have any problem with that?
Out of line.
But he just seems like a butt's coming.
No, just out of line. Could be true, but out of line.
All right. Okay. Blake previously got the one-on-one date card. This old warehouse, AB, the third reference or fourth reference maybe to last season, is this entire date. Everything in this date is focused on the failed engagement to Ari, which dissolved weeks prior on national television.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a race car, some monitors playing the proposal on loop, the actual couch on which they broke up, and also Lil Jon for some reason. What did you think of this date, AB? This was weird.
It was weird. I wouldn't want to be Blake at this date because he's now tied to this, and I don't know. I got a friendship vibe from this whole date with, you know,
this
like
is something
bring
your
you
do
girls,
with your friend. Yep.
Bring your girls or your boys, and we're gonna, you know, make like a what do they do? What are those things they do?
Slam
burn books or something
where
you burn all the stuff that those things.
No, this, I have no clue what you're talking about. A burn book is where you burn people with what you write.
I've seen in the movies where like the girls will all get together and they'll have all this stuff from their exes and they'll burn it and it'll get rid of the bad omens from those relationships. It's like
tell me
what movie I don't know.
Is.
Look it up.
Like
Rim.
An effigy. I can't describe what you just said. All right, voodoo. You talking about voodoo?
it's like voodoo. Yeah, it's like voodoo that everyday women do.
But they don't do it. That's the thing. Because your reference is movies.
Nobody does it. No, this isn't movies from the 90s. But that's what this was like. Getting rid of all the bad sentiment and the bad feelings of that relationship. And you don't want to be that guy there. That being said, Rim, I would love to get my hands on a sledgehammer and just bust up some shit. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
Still
weird.
It looked very fun. Yeah, very weird.
Still weird because I'm not sure Lil Jon was playing music like I don't know what he was
doing.
Just quiet warehouse.
There's one song they should have been playing. I'm going to need you to put it in this episode, and it's Carrie Underwood, dig my keys into the side of their car. You know that song? I dug my keys into the side. You know that song, Rim?
Never. I don't think I've ever heard a Carrie Underwood song.
I thought you were going to say
Lil Jon, Let's Go, the song we used to listen to all the time.
No. There's a Carrie Underwood song about digging your keys and smashing people's windshields, and it's about an ex-boyfriend.
You're very well versed in like crazy breakups.
You never look up Carrie Underwood. I don't know the name of the song. Just look up Dug My Keys into the Side of the Car.
You'll find it.
The audio, and you'll put it in the episode.
Poor Blake is my main takeaway from this, because like you said, it's a friend zone date. It's like, hey, me and my buddy are going to get over my ex. But thankfully, he had a good attitude about it. As best an attitude as you could have.
I don't mind Blake.
Well, don't spoil your final thoughts on the date, but I think this idea came from the producers wanted some good B-roll footage for promos. That's where this entire date came from, because
absolutely.
Becca smashing the TVs is perfect to show on previews.
Absolutely. Becca smashing Ari stuff with a sledgehammer or a crowbar is phenomenal.
Becca liked this date, though, which made you wonder, okay, so she hates Ari more than she likes Blake or any of these other guys. That's kind of an awkward position for
It makes you realize that this was probably too soon.
Yeah, it's because it was violent. Blake was like, I just love seeing how happy she is. Well, it's got nothing to do with you, buddy, because she'd be just as happy if you weren't there. So, all right, AB, nighttime portion of the date. Becca says something kind of revealing here. She says this date was a complete 180 from her one-on-one last season. This was so much more me. Kind of reveals that she was probably uncomfortable, like the rest of us were, with that lavish date.
Yeah.
On episode 2 of last season. Also another reference to last season.
Great point.
What do you got on Blake, if anything, opening up about his bad breakup?
I didn't like it, Rim. So the story goes, Blake...
He's lying. The story's riddled with lies. There's no doubt about that.
The story goes, Blake had just told his girlfriend that he loved her. And then One time his girlfriend was in the shower and Blake creepily looked through her text messages and saw some that made him know that she was going to break up with him. So I don't know. I don't like that. Blake doesn't respect people's privacy for one.
He said that he saw her phone ding. He implied that, you know, how the messages be coming up on your phone. But if I were this girl, I assume his ex would be smart enough to know that you got to flip the phone over when you're about to break up with your boyfriend and you're in the shower. That's what you
got
to
say. We got some huge red flags here, Rim. I don't like that.
Oh, they're not that red flag. Come on. I think these two have very cute chemistry, AB.
I don't know. I wrote down, I'm glad you said that. They kind of weird me out. Look like brother and sister. That's what I jotted down right here.
Well, they did just have that brother and sister date. You were in that mindset a little too deep. Anyway, well, he gets the rose nonetheless. Great kiss. Solid pairing, in my opinion.
Okay.
What I like about, who was it? JoJo? Remember when JoJo and Wells didn't kiss for like 9 episodes?
Yeah.
And the big thing was like, is Wells going to kiss me or not? Becca's initiating most of this. She's like, let's make out with these dudes and see what's what. See who's really
good.
See
who's got chemistry. Let's not get into this awkward stage in 5 episodes from now where it's this bigger thing than it is. Just a kiss.
You don't have the time to go through the natural stages of progression to get to where you need to get to. You gotta put it on the fast track, the extreme G.
Absolutely.
Back at the house. Group date card. Garrett. Ricky. John. Bunch of guys I don't know. John, Ryan, Alex, Chris, Trent, Leo, Wills, Colton. Jason and the long-haired blonde dude, Mike, don't get a date this week. Bad news.
It's not good.
What do you got on the this dodgeball group date at the elementary school?
They show up. There's some kids there. 3 kids. They instantly tell them to do 10 suicides.
It's like 3 miles.
You know what this reminded me of, Rim? One of my favorite sports movies of all time, Coach Carter. In that movie, ooh, Coach Carter asked Spanish to do 1,000 suicides. 10 suicides is almost as ridiculous.
I gotta see that. Both are outrageous. Both are outrageous.
In Coach
suicides.
Carter, he has Spanish / Cruz. These are different nicknames from different movies I'm using here.
Movies to understand what he's saying.
To understand why I call him Spanish, you have to have seen a couple other movies.
You said Spanish and I didn't miss a beat. I'm like,
Coach Carter tells him to do 1,000 suicides, 100,000 push-ups, and 100,000 sit-ups. That's what you have to do to get back on Coach Carter's team.
Okay, Mr. Cruz. Before you can play on this team, you owe me 2,500 push-ups and 1,000 suicides.
Damn.
The most absurd thing in movie history. The 10 suicides is almost equally as absurd. They're not going to do 10. Number one, we don't call them suicides anymore, Rim.
No.
That's not the PC name anymore. Please don't let the kids say that.
I was like, how long is a suicide? And the Google results were not what I was looking for.
No, no one calls them that anymore, but 10 of them would be the equivalent of, I don't know, 5 miles.
I think it legitimately would be like sprinting 2 miles. Because you're doing it for like 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
In middle school, we used to do a suicide, and it'd be like, all right, well, that's
okay,
you do one suicide if you had a terrible practice.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get in trouble at practice. Yeah.
One suicide. Terrible.
He tells him to do 10.
Hey, side note. Speaking of movies, or I guess TV shows, what was Becca's shorts? Why was Becca wearing these mirror shorts like she was about to try out for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling on Netflix?
No clue. But since you've brought up TV shows, Rim, this is a good point to touch on the shows that ABC is promoting during The Bachelor. I'm all in on all of them. And I got 3 in particular I'd like you to power rank for me, Rim.
Oh,
just
I'd love
a second.
To.
Let me find
and
them
did
in
you
my
see
notes
that
here.
Did you see that did you watch online or did you watch on DVR?
I watched it on DVR. So I saw a lot of the commercials. I don't know why I watched them, but there was always a show right after the show would go to commercial. ABC would be promoting this new show, so I never fast-forwarded through the commercials, even though I could.
I don't even remember these shows, so you're going to have to...
Number one. Not in, well, I'm not going to put them in order.
Well, the first one that you're saying is what you meant.
Kardashian, West, Family Feud.
That's a must-see.
That's a must-see TV event.
It's a must-see, yeah.
Number two, The Proposal, Rim, by the producers of Bachelor, where... apparently, these people, it's some sort of dating show where they meet and then get engaged that day.
Yeah.
One episode, during that episode. And then the last one seems like a Making the Murderer type of The Last Defense crime drama. Real story.
Oh.
Did you see those commercials?
You're jogging my memory right now, yeah.
About the two kids that were killed and the mom has been in jail for all this time and people don't think it was the mom? Must see TV, all three of them.
Crime drama is big business right now. Or
it really is.
Real crime.
It really is.
Big business right now. I'm looking forward to all three of those. Where were we? I have 10 suicides in all caps here. Question. So we'll go to whatever's after that. The next reference to Ari was that kid goes, Becca really dodged a bullet with that loser Ari last season. They're killing this guy. I mean, when have they ever, months after airing The Bachelor, be like, that Bachelor was a terrible person, right, fellas? All right, AB, when they do the real competition in the real arena, Fred Willard on his last legs, apparently, Fred Willard, who I love. I mean, we just need to stop trotting him out there right now. First off, they barely let him talk. They didn't show anything of his jokes. He was like, I used to do volleyball. Is this the same thing? He's like, oh, Fred. Anything on the big competition? Leo did well, I suppose. Nothing special about this portion of the date.
Looked fun. Fun time. Leo's, you don't think it looked fun?
Yeah, it looked fun. I mean, we need deeper analysis. People don't listen to hear, you know, what do you got?
It was Leo versus the world. What do you want me to say? The teams were obviously stacked.
Becca was like, I can't believe Leo was good, which just shows that not everybody told Becca what they do for a living, because it's like Leo's a stuntman. He might be the most athletic person there, NFL players included.
Leo was flipping around to avoid the balls and stuff.
He was going on all sorts of different axes. He was like flipping backwards by his side.
He's getting on levels that I've never even experienced.
And one other thing I want to mention, shout out to Kristen for just pounding Becca with the dodgeball
in there.
That's the way it should be. We're playing dodgeball.
That's
here.
How I'd be playing.
Float him
if you step on the court, you're playing. If you don't want to play, then don't step out here.
It's just like DeMario playing, again, dunking on Rachel.
Yeah.
he's not here to mess around.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Group date nighttime. Becca and Garrett had some one-on-one time by an indoor pool with the lights off, AB, which reminded me of the end of a random episode of a particularly frightening episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark when I was a child. AB, I think Garrett, well, we know Garrett is a dummy now, but it's even more clear after this interaction, his responses had nothing to do with her questions. He brought no substance to anything. This 30 seconds to a minute of screen time may have pushed Garrett off the top of my power rankings. And I thought he was a lock to win. I wasn't joking about him being a lock to win. Now I'm like, whoa, this guy's an idiot.
I thought so too. I didn't know if that was because of, you know, what I've seen offline.
It wasn't. He's an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to really judge Garrett now because of I know the stuff like his obviously his crackpot. I call him crackpot ideas that he has. It's hard to even know how to judge him in this competition.
You see everything through that prism now. So when he says, "I like to laugh," you know me, I love to laugh, and I'm like, "Well, the things you laugh at aren't funny, Garrett."
The things you laugh at are insane, but
you have a bad sense of humor, asshole. So I don't know about Garrett. I mean, I still think he's.
I hear you. He didn't stand out guy. This episode either way. He did not stand out.
All I know, no, he didn't stand out. But all I know is before that interaction and after, before the interaction, I thought, okay, he's gonna win. After that interaction, I thought,
I don't know.
I'm not so sure he's even a hometown guy anymore. So we'll see.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of locks to win, Wills. Are you ready to change your tune on this weirdo now, AB?
No, he's just holding down for the dorky blacks out there.
Guy's a dork. He's a dork.
I don't know what to think about Wills. I mean, he's not a contender. Let me put it that way.
You don't think that him talking about his parents and
no, I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he's a hometown contender.
Well, he had a hometown level kiss in terms of intensity.
That's true. It was a great kiss.
I like his style too. Wills has got it going on. I think she likes Wills more than you're giving him credit for.
Probably.
All right, let's move on to the meat.
The meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes here. Colton has a secret to tell Becca. Now, based on the season preview, I was like, here we go. It's already happening.
Yeah.
I was jacked for this. Couldn't wait. I did not know before this moment that Colton had dated Tia. We knew about Allie Reisman. We didn't know about Tia. Now he's looking for Becca. Got a little bit of a type. He says,
famous? Yeah.
All right. Whoa, AB's. Well, Tia's quite a bit of a downgrade fame level in terms of from Allie Reisman.
Yeah, but it sounds like he dated her right after her season, so she's pretty famous at that point.
Yeah. This is what he says. I had a relationship with Tia. We had a weekend together, and we had a good time. The first two sentences are like contradictory. Like
yeah.
you either had a relationship with her or you had a weekend together. So that's number one thing that's like, which is it?
Yeah, is this guy a virgin like rim? You don't have weekends with people.
I mean,
what's going on here?
I'm not going to question that because they're like, I could come at you with evidence of any variety. But if you take that, if you assume that to be true, then what is he thinking? Telling his potential mate, I had a weekend with your friend. If the weekend was nothing physical, why are you even
telling this in such a way?
It made no sense to me. Maybe it's
you mean like you had two dates in a row on a Friday, Saturday?
It sounds to me like the two middle schoolers on a ski trip and they made out on Saturday. That was the weekend. That's the way. Like, well,
maybe Colton just doesn't understand what that's implying when you say you've shared a weekend with someone.
I don't want to make any CTE jokes, but it's possible. Listen, here's why dating Tia is a problem. The natural response is, oh, who cares if he had a girlfriend for a short time and then came on the show? Big deal. Everyone does that. But dating someone on the show, especially someone from her season.
In this universe.
Her friend, and then coming on the show right after that just reeks of playing the game and finagling your way into the Bachelor world, like you said. I mean, that sounds like a guy who wants to be the Bachelor, right?
And that on top of him already dating someone extremely famous.
Which she doesn't know yet.
Which she doesn't know about. Yeah, it smells, Rim.
It smells. It smells. And Colton, Becca says this later, but maybe Colton was expecting the Bachelorette to be Tia.
That was a great point that I didn't even think about.
I guess that does make sense, but if you're already, quote, in a relationship with her, you wouldn't have to go through the whole process of being on the show. You would just be able to talk to her.
You could just be in the relationship
with her.
But still,
there's a lot of things that go, I don't know, dude, this is slimy.
All that being said, Colton is a dreamboat, Rim.
Colton is a dreamboat. Also, all that being said, what's going through Becca's mind when Colton says this? Naughty things. Colton should nip this in the bud with the follow-up reveal. Hey, by the way, it wasn't physical. If you don't do that, then she's just going to be thinking about this and going crazy. Because obviously she really likes you, Colton.
Yeah. Her mind's going to be wandering.
Her mind is wandering.
Clear it up a little bit.
Unless he, until he clarifies. And she, and we'll get to this later, but she's like, I don't know if I can like move forward with you until I get some clarification. And still, he does not clarify. I don't understand what's going through Colton's mind right now.
I hear you.
Colton was a shoo-in for hometowns before this. And I think he revealed these bits of news in the wrong order.
I agree.
And also, him dating Tia, of the three big reveals he has to do on this season, along with Allie Reisman, this might be the worst. This is the most damning thing for his candidacy.
See, here's what's tough, though. I was just about to say he should have flipped the order and done this one maybe last, but you don't want to do it late in the season either, because it feels like you've been hiding something the entire season. It's tough. Colton's in a tough situation. I think he probably did it at the right time. He just didn't execute it properly.
Night one would have been too early. First group date, you're right, was probably the right time.
Yeah.
He didn't downplay it enough. He made it seem like they had a tryst, a romance novel tryst with your best friend.
Yeah, something they'd make a movie about.
No, it was just two people who like were probably at the same pool party one time.
That's hung out for a couple of days of a weekend. And when they happen to be in the same place.
Yep. Wills gets the group day rose right in your face. And FYI, he's got like a sweet floral print bomber jacket like my man Karamo. Shout out to Queer Eye. Wills, big time. AB is just waiting for this bit to be over. Wills, big time contender in AB's face.
The man is not a contender here, folks.
No. Anything else on that group date? You want to move
she
to
had to make a. She obviously she knew she was going to give it to Colton before the date started, and then she had to scramble when Colton admitted that he had dated her one of her friends right before giving out the rose.
That's
so then she
true.
Just gave it to Wills.
She was scrambling too. She sat down with the rose and was like, "Oh shit, Wills." Okay, cocktail party. This, I think, might be the fourth smooth transition into a kiss, AB. Clay, maybe the smoothest, takes Becca aside for a little seminar on celebrating touchdowns. Great thing to do if you're an NFL tight end. Be like, oh, hey, let me show you how I celebrate scoring touchdowns against the Patriots.
Yeah. I liked the idea. He just was a little too dry with it.
Oh, his personality
so
is
boring.
Paced. Yeah.
Like, how do you do this celebrate where you're doing, what's that, the floss? You're doing the floss, and all this stuff, and somehow it's still a snooze fest.
It's a snooze fest, yeah. It's not something Gronk would do, I'll put it that way.
Gronk would have been electric in this situation.
Or Jason Kelce, for that matter.
But he still gets the kiss, so.
AB, this lead-in. Me and my teammates sometimes bump our helmets together. Him in the NFL, but I know we're not wearing helmets, so we'll have to get kind of close.
Yeah.
And then, but that doesn't lead to the kiss, AB. Then he does the thing and he does the dorky thing, and then they kiss 2 minutes later. Brilliant move, in my opinion, because he puts it in Becca's mind like, oh, here we go. This is the journey we're going on. Grab my hand.
Yep.
And it worked, in my opinion. Clay, big move from Clay, right?
I
also
agree.
In AB's face.
Listen, I don't say Clay's not a contender. I just think he's boring.
Well, he isn't.
AF.
Yeah, he's very boring. There's no one on this season I'd like to hang out with less, maybe.
He's
except
a pro
for maybe
football
Connor.
Player.
Yeah, except for maybe Connor. He seems like he wouldn't tell any juicy stories out of respect for his teammates. No thanks,
yeah,
bud.
Out of respect
give me
the shield.
Yeah. Yeah. We could go further into jokes, but I won't. Connor apologizing for being a lunatic. he said, this is a decent apology. He went to Kinko's and printed out a photo of him. And he said, let's get rid of this guy. This is not who I am, even though it's obvious that's who he is.
It just happened a day ago.
Yeah. It's very in line for
Nothing's
your character.
Changed.
I thought this was desperate, AB. I don't know about you.
I agree, but it worked. Desperation worked.
Her throwing it in the pool, kind of full circle.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Jordan's stunt?
I was just very confused by the whole thing, Rim. Came out of nowhere.
This was the most blatant put-me-on paradise that I've ever
get
seen.
Get me on paradise.
Yep. Period. Period.
That's all this was.
All what, it was.
I mean, you know this makes it so you can't win this season.
Yeah, it's over for you now.
It's over. You're walking around in under. I don't even understand what the gimmick is. I don't get it.
I think it's something about being comfortable in your own skin.
He didn't really have an explanation of why he did it. That's
he's spontaneous. He likes to have fun. Listen, back off, Jordan.
All that being said, when he went basically naked and tapped on her shoulder as that dork David's talking to her.
Oh, poor David. Yeah, it hit. That's how you
power
get some
move.
Anyone else would have been like, Jordan, get the fuck out of here. David was like, okay. I don't like it.
David got absolutely punked.
Anything else on that, or you want to move to last couple things here?
No, it's
I like on. Jordan. Jordan is funny. That's this move itself on paper stinks, but Jordan saying things to the camera made me laugh hard a lot this episode.
Let's just put it this way, Rim. I would rather Jordan be on the screen than off the screen at all times.
Nope. No question. No question. I want Jordan to be on all the group dates. I want Jordan to provide commentary as frequently as possible. Last thing before the rose ceremony, Colton. This is his opportunity. He gets a second chance here. She makes it clear how serious of an offense this is. She says it's still weighing on her mind. And until I have more clarity, I don't really want to invest in this relationship. He's dead on arrival, AB. He's not going to get a rose.
I thought the man was gone before the rose ceremony. I really did.
Well, do you think he was a producer pick then?
No, I think she really does like him. Just the way that she was talking, though, made me think she was about to cut the ties right there.
I think she goes back and forth on it because she likes him so much.
Yes.
If David did this, if David dated Tia, he'd be gone. No questions asked. It wouldn't even be a storyline.
He wouldn't even have made it to that night. He would have been let go right on the spot.
Of course. Colton, though, you can't cut ties so quickly. I still think he should have given some more details if they would have been helpful to his scenario, because if he didn't get a rose last night, we're looking at the biggest waste of potential maybe this franchise has ever seen.
I agree.
And it's all his own doing from bungling this reveal. Also, just don't date contestants and then go on the show. That's never going to work out for you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Rose ceremony. Blake, Jean Blanc, and Wills all have date roses so far. Roses in order. Chris R., guy from Friends. Jason, John, I think. Yeah, John. Clay, Mike, Connor, David, Garrett, Nick, Ryan, Kriston, mildly surprised by that. Jordan, Lincoln, and obviously Colton. No roses. Alex, Trent, and Kenny King Memorial Award winner, Ricky. Who's R.I.P. never said anything on screen.
Yeah.
But we liked him.
Poor guy.
Quick question before the power rings. Have you ever seen tears, like Alex's tears, after not getting a rose?
I didn't know who he was or why he was there. Very confused.
Staggering amount of emotion for a guy who maybe had 30 seconds of screen time. I mean, he was bawling, and it was sincere bawling.
I think some of these people get on here and they legitimately think, like, this is my shot at love. And that's
you
not the way
you think that.
Do you really think that? Some of these people, I think, do. I think they think no this way. Is like they're like, this is a good percentage wise chance that I find love in my life.
It's a terrible percentage.
I know. I'm not saying it's a smart belief, but I think some of these people, Alex included, those are genuine tears. Like, he knows he's not going on Bachelor in Paradise. He knows this is embarrassing as hell, but he couldn't help it.
Well, Alex had terrible hair. I don't think he was the only guy there that didn't use any kind of conditioner at all. It's too frizzy, and you're going to get the boot with frizzy hair. My power rankings. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here they were from week one. Number one, Garrett. Number two, Colton. Number three, Wills. Garrett is going to win, obviously, is what I said. That was number week one. Week two. Number six. They've expanded.
Wow.
As necessary. Number six, Wills.
Okay.
You can't argue with that. He got a group day rose.
It doesn't matter.
Number six, Wills. Number five, Jean Blanc. Say something there. You can.
Can't.
Top five guy.
Can't.
Number four, Colton. Number three, Garrett.
Wow.
Number two, Blake. And number one, you ready for this?
This is going to be stunning.
It's empty. No one grabbed the number one spot this week, AB.
That's a cop-out. It's a room cop-out, folks.
When I wrote this down, I'm like, guys, this is going to be great.
Guys scared of making the big predictions.
Well, I basically did make that. Basically, Blake is number one in the power rankings, but it's a symbolic number one.
Sure.
It's empty.
Sure.
But the higher I got in the rankings and your face kept changing, I was like, this is going to disappoint him big time.
I thought you were going to have, John, the Asian guy, as number one, or something crazy.
That would ruin the integrity of the rankings. AB, let's hear yours.
I'm going to give you three. No, four. Starts with Grocer Joe. Number four. That's absurd. Can you believe Grocer Joe is not on the show anymore?
I can't believe it.
I cannot believe it. He seemed like the best guy with an awesome personality and a great occupation for the show.
I can't believe it.
Can't believe he's gone. That's stunning. Number three, John Blanc. The man. Okay.
Yeah.
The legend. Number two, where is he?
What are you looking at the page with the photos?
Yeah, you forgot his name. Oh, Garrett. Number two is Garrett. Number one, Colton. If my man Colton can get through these tough times of this Tia situation, he's going to go a long way, Rim. He's the entire package.
He really is. He's, like we said, he's Tebow. Once he reveals this second part of his story, I think that significantly dampens the damage from this Tia thing.
It's just going to be a question of whether he can make it there.
I think he will, because did you see the preview for next episode?
No. You know me.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. There's a thing that involves some of the people from Becca's season. That's not a huge spoiler. That happens. And Tia is one of those people.
Tia's there?
Tia's there.
Whoa.
And now I feel bad for spoiling this for you. But you need to know.
Yeah, I need to.
Tia's there.
I need to know that.
They show Becca going like, Tia, you dated Colton. And everybody's like, what? But then Tia's going to go, I barely remember him. I don't know what you're talking about. And it's going to be squashed.
Yeah, we hung out. I don't even know why he brought that up.
Yeah, that's all it's going to be. So Colton will get out of this without having really doing anything. He's going to go in there and be like, oh my gosh, there's Tia. And then Tia's going to introduce herself to him. Because she doesn't remember his ass. That's what I think is going to happen. I think Colton's going to come out smoother than a baby's bottom on this.
Then you got to put him at number one then.
I had him at three. No, I had him at four. Ugh. Yeah. I got to think through these rankings more. But I stand by him.
Do you think there's any, that one person who's going to skyrocket up the rankings at a later date? Do you think there's anyone out there lurking? Maybe a Leo, maybe a John, maybe a Grocer Joe return.
I didn't even have Leo on my list of guys that got a rose. And you didn't notice it in Sam. I think he did.
Long hair Leo?
Maybe not. I don't think Leo got a rose.
What?
I don't remember him walking up there to get a rose. We may be the leading podcasters in the genre. Don't remember if he got a rose. I can't remember. I watched the fucking episode twice.
I didn't take the notes because I knew that you would. You always do with who gets let go, so I don't even take the notes. And the whole Alex crying thing, they didn't really show anybody else leaving. So I might have missed. Leo's still there, isn't he?
They didn't show Ricky or Trent leaving, really. And here's the thing. If you go to the cast page, which you're doing right now, they haven't grayed out the
photos.
They
don't have them grayed out. No, that's not where I'm going. I'm trying to Google it.
Be careful.
I think, Yeah.
They would have showed Leo going home.
Leo,
the guy had
Leo
too much
is
to
still
say.
There, and here's an article that says he may be one to watch out for.
Shut up.
Because he's a stuntman.
Well, watch for entertainment purposes or watch out because Beck is into him?
I don't know. I'm just reading headlines here, Rim.
He seems funny, but funny in a way like a guy, like a guy in his early 20s who spends too much time hanging out at like GameStop and making fun of everything kind of way, like being kind of rude funny.
When it comes down to Leo, it's going to depend on if Becca likes that hair or not. I mean, I think it's 50-50 probably, maybe even less, and maybe it's 30-70 in terms of girls that like that type of hair and girls that don't.
Listen,
he has phenomenal hair, but that's not some people's style.
I don't know Becca's preferences at all. She's into Will, she's into Jean Blanc, she's into Garrett, she's into Criston, she's into Clay, what's his name, Colton. She's in, and Blake. She's into all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, keep an eye out for Leo. Congrats to Leo on the big rose. Good for him. No, I don't think Leo is the guy that's... I think Clay is someone we didn't put in our power rankings that might linger for longer than you would think.
Sure.
Damn thing counter. 0 for the episode.
They toyed with it a couple times. I think Chris said something that was borderline, do the damn thing.
Then 1.
Maybe a half. Give it a half.
Okay, let's get quickly to the mailbag.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail time. Mail's here.
Let's go through a couple of these here. Reminder, if you want to get in on the mailbag with questions or roasts, 773-234-7794. I don't remember if people hated the bouquet or they preferred the rose bag.
I think someone roasted us once, really roasted it, like took us to the woodshed about the bouquet one time, and I don't know if we call it that anymore because of it.
One person saying something, that'll get to me.
It really will.
Yeah. That'll get to me. I'll admit it. I think the bouquet is probably a great name, but that one person shattered my perception of it, so we're never going to call it that again. First up, this is Mophie from Canada. She wants us to come up with what really happened between... we already did. We already played out these scenarios. I said they were at a pool party together and they hung out in the same group. So she wanted us... Did I finish the question?
Tia?
I want you guys to come up with what really happened between Tia and Colton. It can be as ludicrous as you want. AB?
I think Colton, the virgin, thinks some things are taking it farther. Like he might have shared a kiss with Tia. And that was a really big deal to Colton, but it wasn't really a big deal to Tia.
Absolutely. We know Tia.
He might think he had this big weekend.
Yeah.
He
has Tia's picture in a locket or something.
Colton thinks he shared this big time moment with Tia, I bet. But I don't think much happened.
I can't wait to see the look on Tia's face when Becca tells her Colton
is there. To see what actually happened between these two.
This next up, thanks Mophie for the text. Next up, this is from our guy Ty. Jordan, all-time show great? ? He's playing two roles brilliantly. Whoa, AB. He's playing two roles brilliantly. He's crazy guy, and he's the villain. Ty can't wait to see more, and neither can I. I was so glad he got the rose. He went up to the. He got his rose wearing a blanket only.
That was tremendous.
He's great. Oh, and then he said he was making fun of Dave or something. He was, or Derek. I don't know what the other guy's name was. He was like, his handshake is so weak. He comes up to me like, I'm Derek. What is that, a question? Jordan's hilarious.
He's great. He's great, but I wouldn't put him up there with, you know, when you're talking all-time greats, you're talking, what's dude's name? Chad Johnson.
Chad.
You're talking Chad Johnson.
He's not all-time. You're right. If the bar is Chad...
He's not up there. I'm sorry.
He's got potential, though. He's hilarious.
He's funny.
Thanks for the text, Ty. Next up, Brandon. What do you think of Becca's attitude towards Colton? Is she a hypocrite for holding his one-nighter with Tia, which it wasn't?
It wasn't a one-nighter.
Against him while still expecting everyone to believe she's all over her breakup with Ari. A phenomenal point. You're going to get mad at Colton for having a weekend, in quotes, with Tia 2 months ago when you were engaged in a more recent time period than that.
And the other thing is Colton didn't hide from it. He brought it up at the appropriate time early in the relationship. I just want to let you know that this happened.
Next up, Katie from Charlotte. I've noticed that none of the guys this season have kids. I haven't watched every season, but this definitely seems like a first. Why do you think this is? Do you think Becca specifically said that she didn't want to date guys with kids? Compared to past bachelors and bachelorettes, she hasn't talked about having kids at all. What are your thoughts?
Great question, because she really has not. Someone even asked her, what do you look for in a dad? All this stuff. She hasn't talked. Even Garrett's thing with the van at the beginning, she never really references wanting kids.
Well, she's still young, too. She's younger than a lot of these bachelor and bachelorettes. So I don't think she could be before that stage in her career, in her life, where she doesn't necessarily envision having kids in the next couple of years. I think she definitely might have asked to not have any people with kids on that. I could see that. And it's completely reasonable, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay, that's all we got on the mailbag. Thanks, everyone, for texting. Again, 773-234-7794. AB, do you have any other questions or comments? Jokes that you didn't get off?
Nope.
Anything you want to apologize for? Wills, maybe?
No.
Maybe not?
No. Okay.
Someone left a 3-star review on Apple Podcast. 3 stars.
Okay.
So not like one, like, fuck these guys, but like 3, like, needs improvement, which is even worse. And it was because we implied that Colton was a more successful football player than Clay, which is, I never meant to imply that. We just think Colton's a way better catch. I mean, obviously Clay's the better football player.
I didn't say that.
Well, I think that's how it came off, because we said, you said the better tight end.
Yeah,
and you're referring to the football, but we're talking about like looks
in terms of the catch, in terms of the best tight end here, in terms of the situation that we're talking about as a contestant on this show. He's the best contestant.
So to make up for that 3-star review, we need 100 5-star reviews, and then every day this week. So get after it. We appreciate all who do. All right, AB, that's all I got. We appreciate you listening. We will talk to you next week. Can't wait to see Tia and Colton in the same room. Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.